Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team is coming in here trying to snap a five-game losing streak. It's been a rough one, but talk about some of the positives that have come out of the last couple weekends for your team.
Well, you know, we've seen growth every time out, Kelly. That's what we're looking for as a staff. And every time out, our younger players get that much more experience. As I mentioned, we certainly played a lot better last weekend compared to the weekend before out in Columbus. And Saturday, we were better than we were on Friday. That's all you can ask. So, you got to keep working hard. We just talked about, scoring goals. You can't be on the perimeter. Goaltending in this league is too good. You got to get to those that dirty area. You've got to get net front presence. You got to be willing to go in there and you're going to take a beating, but that's how you're going to put pucks in the net. So we just emphasize that. You said every one of you guys has scored at some point in your career, and you certainly can do it here. So we're just going to come out today, play as hard as we can, and have each other's backs and see what happens.
What kind of situation does Olympic size ice create? Is there any advantages, disadvantages?
You know what? It's trying to think about it that much. Go out and play. Don't overthink it. Certainly there's more room offensively. There's more room to cover defensively. But you take good angles, and again, it's all about moving the puck, moving your feet. That's the key. Try to get to the middle. Try to get opportunities where you get pucks to the net. Good things can happen.
When a team is struggling to score, do you do anything to change up the lines, maybe reconnect a couple of different forwards that might have had success before?
We've tinkered with the lines a little bit. Ultimately it just comes down to everybody playing as hard as they can. They're all good players. If somebody's open, move them the puck. And just go out there and play with confidence. And that's been the message. If we feel like making changes in game, we certainly can, and obviously we've made changes game to game. But ultimately, it's regardless of if you're in a position where you're playing a lot of minutes and you're on special teams, you're somebody that we're counting on to put pucks in net for us, and so those players certainly have to step up. But everybody can contribute. And that's what we need.
Well, I noticed you made some changes to your defense. It's good to see Tina Campa back in the lineup after the last game. She got dinged up a bit. But you've made some changes there on defense. Why?
Just moving some people around. I think we certainly have confidence in all of our defense. In some cases, just watching them in practice, they work a little bit better together in terms of a pairing. There's good poise with each of the pairings. There's good poise in all of them, and that's really, really important.
Well, the last time you met up with St. Cloud, both games went overtime. You lost the first one, you win the second one. Do you see a similar matchup here today?
Well, it's going to be a battle, Kelly, no question. They got a nice team. They got two really good lines. Once again, he's put his three European players together, and they're dynamic. They can create offense, and they feed off each other real well, so it's, again, important. The key there is to see if we can't make them play defense as often as we can. And their second line's young. There's a couple of sophomores and a freshman that are all very talented, and they're big and strong. So he's got a good decor, and obviously we know how good their goaltending can be. So it's going to be a battle, Kelly, like it always is.
When a goaltender has to play on Olympic size ice, are there any like idiosyncrasies of corners or a little bit more space that Kerrigan needs to look for?
Well, no question. Dump pucks. You've got to travel further to get to it. Probably the biggest thing is just your angles are a little different when it comes to where the faceoff dot is. You're talking 15 more feet in width, and it's just the dimensions. But we got a chance to skate here this morning, so that certainly helped.
Coach, what's it going to take to get a win here today?
Kelly, just having a sense of urgency in our game, in every part of our game, whether it's going back on dump pucks, our back pressure, our forecheck, every faceoff, just having that sense of urgency throughout. And playing for 60 minutes. We've got to go 20 minutes at a time. I just reminded them, the three things you can control are your effort, your attitude, and being a great teammate. And if we do those three things, and focus on those three things, and when you walk out of here tonight and feel good about doing those three things, and that's all we can ask as a staff.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.